government calls for collaborative efforts to enhance data privacy in financial sector. And in global news, body of former Nigerian leader Buhari to be flown home for simple burial. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. President Hagainde Hichilema has called on the United Arab Emirates, UAE, to collaborate with Zambia in addressing bureaucratic challenges hindering the growth of the mining sector. Speaking at State House today, when he held a meeting with Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of the UAE, Sheikh Shakboot, and his delegation, President Hichilema emphasized the need for both countries to work together to expedite the implementation of agreements and resolve issues promptly. He highlighted the importance of the Mopane project and encouraged more UAE investments in Zambia's mining sector. The head of state has also underscored the significance of concluding a comprehensive economic partnership agreement to deepen economic ties between the two countries. President Hichilema expressed gratitude for the UAE's support in international platforms and organizations and pledged Zambia's reciprocity in supporting UAE candidates. He also identified potential areas for cooperation, including energy, healthcare, and tourism, and encouraged UAE investments in these sectors.
But we also want to see more investments coming from yourselves in the mining space, very important to us, and other areas as well. But this will be supported by us concluding our comprehensive economic partnership agreement, CEPA, because the framework will have been provided to do more things together in different sectors quicker. Your system is different from ours, but both systems must work to do things in a manner that allows the watering of what I call the tree of partnership, so that it grows and produces fruit.
And UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Shakboot, has underscored the growing trade ties between his country and Zambia, highlighting the significant increase in bilateral trade, which has risen by 300% from 2019 to 2024. The UAE minister has also expressed his country's commitment to further expanding trade and economic cooperation with Zambia, citing the potential for mutual benefit.
We strive to a better future to our two countries and reach bigger numbers in terms of bilateral trade, and more importantly, strengthen the bridge between our two countries, that we could conclude the comprehensive economic partnership agreement that would equally benefit the people of two countries and the businesses and the trade between our respective countries.
Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has emphasized the need for financial institutions to prioritize data privacy in Zambia amidst ongoing infrastructure and energy challenges. Speaking at the third Banking Industry Symposium organized by Stanbic Bank in Lusaka today under the theme Impact of Data Privacy on the Financial Sector, Mr. Mutati highlighted the importance of banks remaining vigilant to cyber threats. He noted that this is crucial for the banking sector's contribution to the economy and financial inclusion, which has seen a significant increase in the cyber index from 68% to 92% between 2021 and 2024.
If you don't have a robust and resilient enabling framework, you get eroded. We still have challenges. And in particular, digital literacy, big challenge. Our digital infrastructure, and in this case, including energy. We have an ambition that by 2026, we should have connectivity up to 96%. Yes, connectivity, we may be able to achieve. So the resilience of our digital infrastructure remains a big headache for us. And in particular, the energy component. We are working on it, but obviously it's going to take time.
At the same event, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalialia, represented by Director Supervision Linus Mambo, highlighted the need for enhanced cyber threat mechanisms, stating that the central bank is working to establish a financial sector response cyber team to curb financial fraud.
The bank recognizes the need to foster greater collaboration and transparency across the sector. We are in the process of setting up the financial sector cyber response team. We'll foster collaboration across the financial ecosystem by promoting information sharing initiatives, allowing financial service providers to benefit from collaborative knowledge and resources in combating cyber threats. Its establishment is a vital step towards building a more secure and resilient financial system.
And Bankers Association of Zambia chairperson Luwani Chiwesakunda emphasized that data privacy is key to upholding customers' trust, which is essential for building the economy. The Republican Progressive Party, RPP, has reported lawyer Makebe Zulu to the Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, for misconduct. Speaking to journalists after submitting the petition at the LAZ offices in Osaka this morning, Party Secretary General Daniel Chungu said the party has decided to take action in response to Mr. Zulu's recent public conduct, particularly surrounding the funeral arrangements of late former President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Chungu said the action and statements fall short of the decorum and professional ethics expected of a legal practitioner in Zambia. He explained that his party is committed to upholding the rule of law and democratic values, hence the decision to raise the complaint in order to safeguard the integrity of the legal profession. Mr. Chungu has stressed that the legal profession remains one of the pillars of justice and national unity. Therefore, any conduct that risks discrediting the profession must be addressed decisively. The Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, ESMAZ, has backed government's recent decision to temporarily halt illegal mining activities, citing safety concerns and the need for sustainable practices. ESMAZ President Victor Kalesha believes that formalizing artisanal small-scale mining operations through cooperatives and licensing is crucial for responsible mining practices. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kalesha emphasized that licenses should prioritize local Zambians, particularly those discovering minerals and those with the capacity to partner with local people in extraction. He stressed that empowering local Zambians through formalization and guidance on mining methods is essential rather than relying on foreign investors. Mr. Kalesha has commended the Ministry of Mines initiatives such as creating an artisanal small-scale mining operating manual book and hosting a small-scale mining conference aimed at promoting cooperation and development in the sector.
So we appeal to the Minister of Mines and Minerals Development to quickly move in without wasting much time and subdivide that area and start receiving applications from artisanal small-scale miners or cooperatives that will apply for those licenses. One thing that we refuse and appeal from government is to give that known and easy gold deposit to foreign investors. We appeal that quickly government should start obtaining applications from cooperatives, and those cooperatives should involve the local people of Mumfumbwe and other people that are artisanal small scale miners that would like to start mining that deposit.
In global news, the body of Nigeria's former president, Muhammadu Buhari, who died aged 82 in a London clinic yesterday, is being flown home to be buried in his hometown in Katsina State. Katsina State Governor Dikko Rada, who is in the British capital with Buhari's family, said he would be buried later today in Daura Town, 80 kilometers from Katsina City. Nigeria's Vice President, Kashim Shettima, is also in London and will accompany Buhari's remains back to Nigeria. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
Donald Trump has said the U.S. will provide various pieces of very sophisticated military equipment to Ukraine, including Patriot air defenses. He said the supplies would be paid for by the European Union. Cambodia says that from next year it will start conscripting civilian men into the army. The Prime Minister Hun Manet said a brief skirmish between troops from Cambodia and Thailand over a border dispute in May had shown the need to be prepared. Air India's chief executive has warned against premature conclusions after the publication of a first report into last month's fatal crash of one of its planes. In a note to employees, Campbell Wilson said no mechanical or maintenance issues have been found.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break. Phoenix FM.